wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
Listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Amen. We've been teaching a series all this month on the redemptive names of God. And we started by stating that our God is exalted. And we began to teach that he is Jehovah Shammah, the God who is there. And then we went on to teach that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. And this morning I would be teaching on the fact that he is Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer. And I will eventually get to that, but on last night, amen, as I was driving, the Lord dropped something else into my spirit that is kind of connected with that, but really it's just the word that I believe if we receive will bless us. Psalm 66 and 12. When you get it, I'm simply going to ask if you can, if you just stand with me as we read. I don't intend to be long, but I'll tell you what, if you grab this, this will really bless you. It's a prophetic word, amen, that God has given me, and I want to share it with you. In Psalm 66, verse 12, the psalmist simply writes, "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place." Would you look at your neighbor and say, "Neighbor, I'm going to my wealthy place." You can be seated. I'm going to my wealthy place. It's funny when we think about wealth, it is very understandable that we would think in such a way. And from a definitive standpoint, wealth is talking about money. But how many of you know that wealth encompasses so much more than just money? And as I look at this text, Deaconess Puckett, I think about the character of God. And in his character, we look at Psalm 66, and you see the psalmist giving God praise for his mighty acts. And by the time we get to verse number 12, the psalmist is saying, "God, you have caused men," some translations say chariots, "to ride over our head." The Amplified Version says, "in defeat." we have went through the fire, the hard place. Anybody ever been through tests? Fire is always typically indicative of testing. In the Bible, you hear about the term refiner's fire, to where something is put into a hot oven, be it silver or gold, and all of the impurities are being burned out, leaving nothing but the pure metal. We have gone through the fire and the water, the fire and the flood, but you brought us out to a wealthy place. How many here this morning want to get to their wealthy place? There is a place, people of God, to where you're walking in pure peace. There is a place, people of God, to where when you wake up in the morning, every bird that chirps, you're happy about it. Every breath you take, you thank God for it, because you're operating in the destiny and in the place that God has for you. The psalmist said, even though I've gone through the fire and the water, you brought me to a wealthy place. In order to get to that place, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things we do have to go through. Even though just by being born again, ushers, thank you so much, we're now children of God. We have an inheritance of God. We have access to everything our Father has. There's still a process by which we go through until we get to the place to where we can say, I am blessed, or I am wealthy. This same passage, if you read it from different translations, says different things. The NIV, I believe, calls it a place of abundance. The Amplified calls it a place of refreshing. The ERV calls it a place of safety. But all of these things mean the same thing. They mean God has brought me to a blessed place. What I want to know tonight is who's willing to fight until they get to that place? Because you can short-circuit that destination. You could be headed towards the wealthy place, headed towards the place of blessing. For some people, that place of blessing or wealth may be safety. I just want to be safe. I'm in a relationship where there's domestic violence. My spouse is beating me. I want to be safe. For somebody that may be, I want to be free of this addiction. I'm trying. I've been saved, but I can't loose myself from this crack or this marijuana, this alcohol. I want to be safe. I want to have freedom. The Common English Bible calls it a place of freedom. But your wealthy place is when you know who God is and you're walking and affirm in the fullness of it. And don't you know, when you get to that place, you don't want anything to take you out of it. You have caused men to ride over our heads to where they didn't see us in defeat. We've gone through the fire and the flood, but in the end, you brought us out to a place of wealth, abundance, freedom, safety, and refreshing. Tell your neighbor, I'm going to that place. We have three examples in Scripture of men who went to that place, men and women. Genesis chapter 12, you can turn there if you will, but I'm probably just going to preach straight through them. In Genesis chapter 12, we find Abraham, whose name was Abram. Abram meant exalted father. Abraham means father of many nations. It is in this place that Abraham went through the test in order to get to his wealthy place. The first test that Abraham had, Sister Jennifer, is that he had to be separated from his family based on a promise from God. Sometimes to get to your wealthy place, you have to separate from people. Now, that sounds mean, preacher. What do you mean I have to separate from people? We have to love everybody. What I'm saying is sometimes there are people that are going in opposite directions than what you're going into or going to, and because they're in opposite directions, you're trying to go forward. They want to stay backward. You have to let them go for a season so you can go forward. But I'm here to tell you, when you get to your wealthy place, you'll be so strong you can look back over yonder and see them and say, I'm coming back to get you, because now I'm operating in my wealthy place. I got money. I got peace. I got joy. I'm operating in wisdom. I have the strength now to not only deal with you, but to rescue you. If you know anything about Abraham, what I like about him, Abraham was a covering. By revelation, I would say he was the first sign of an apostle. Abraham not only took care of himself and his men and his servants, but he was so blessed, Lot just wanted to hang around him. But the first test to get to your wealthy place, who can you separate from? And sometimes it's not just who, but it's what. Do you separate from? Abraham could have told this unknown God, I don't know who you are, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. I don't know who you are, and I am not leaving my father. How many have had to leave somebody when you got saved? You got saved, and it was still some people still want to kick it hard. They still want to drink and smoke and party and talk about people and do different things. Not that they were bad. They were just unsaved, and they didn't understand what you heard. They didn't know where you were going. You were headed somewhere, but they were still in the last place you left. They were caught up in Ur, and you headed to Canaan land. I hear you, God. And I'm willing to separate. That's the first test. Can you separate? In the military, before they let you in, you got to go through what's called basic training. It's in basic training that they take you in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Air Force, 6 weeks. Army, 8 weeks. Amen. The Marine Corps, 12 weeks. But regardless, you got to go through some separation. It's in there, amen, they just call you by your last name, cut your hair off, amen, make you look like everybody else, give you ugly clothes, amen, somebody, put your other clothes in a locker and say, now you are in the army now. But I want you to know, in order for you to get to the place to where you're getting the benefits, the BAS, the BAH, and I may be old school on some of this, they probably changed it, amen, but your salary, the GI Bill, all these different things, to get this, baby, you got to be separated from civilian lifestyle. You got to be separated from the world. You have to separate in order to get to your wealthy place. You can't say, I'm going to the wealthy place, but still holding on to things. Abraham, you got to leave your mother and your father and go to a place I'm going to show you. That's why he was the father of faith, because he was the first one to walk by faith and not by sight. He could not see where he was going, but he heard a voice and he obeyed. That's what faith is. Father, I read it, I believe it. Father, I heard you and I believe it, and I'm going to do it. You cannot get to your wealthy place until you're first willing to separate. I cannot be connected to everybody and everything. Amen. Some things, amen, are still holding us back. I'm trying to do right, but I'm still smoking weed. I'm trying to do right, but I'm still lying. I'm trying to do right, but I'm still having lustful thoughts. No, you got to let